Interpreting Dreams, and we're excited to have you here today. We're going to be talking today about drawing out your dreams and how do you draw them out and why do you draw them out. It's important when you're interpreting dreams that you take time to slow your brain down a little bit. Our brains are used to going right to the answer. That's how we're kind of conditioned to do things. What we want you to do is slow down and partner with Holy Spirit. And I know that you can partner with Holy Spirit and get something really quickly, and you'll get a decent interpretation. Your brain will start to go to what's this dream about right away, and you'll get a good interpretation. But you will miss some things that the Holy Spirit is subtly saying to this individual. And so this process of drawing a dream out will help you to slow down and to get a broader and a little bit deeper interpretation for the dreamer. So Shannon's here with me, and she's got a dream to share with me, and we're gonna draw it out. So what I wanted you to talk about first is why do we do this, and why do we have to bother drawing these things out, and why do we have to spend time doing these things? And there's one verse in the scripture that I think explains it. I mean, there's lots of them, but this verse from Job 33, 14 to 17, and I just want to share this with you as we get started. Starting at verse 13, Job's friend Elihu is helping him complain to God and complain about God. And he says, "Why do you complain against him that he does not give an account for all his doings?" Basically, we're talking about the Lord. "Indeed, God speaks once or twice, yet no one notices it." So the Lord is speaking lots of ways, and people aren't noticing it. That's why we are so passionate about doing this kind of podcast, is because God's speaking all the time. His main language is not English. And so we've got to learn the languages of the Lord. And one of them is understanding dreams. So indeed, God speaks once or twice, yet no one notices it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when sound sleep falls on men while they slumber in their beds, he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, that he may turn man away from his conduct, that he may keep him from pride, and he keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from passing over to Sheol. It's kind of interesting verse, but there's an awful lot in there. And so there's dreams, there's visions of the night. There's a difference between having a dream and a vision of the night. A dream is something that is very metaphorical. And in the future teachings, we'll be talking about how do you understand all that? Where do you go to learn more about that? But in dreams, you have to interpret the dream. In a vision of the night, it's a time when you're sleeping, but it's not metaphorical. It's like watching a movie. There's nothing that's hard to understand about this one. You totally, it's like a story from the Lord just giving to you. That is a vision of the night. You can have visions when you're awake or you're asleep. And you can dream when you're awake or you're asleep. How many of you have daydreamed? Like your brain is going somewhere and you have these stories and these things coming up in your brain. Pay attention to those things, because those are the Holy Spirit working with your dreaming ability to speak to you as well. So Job, dreams and visions of the night, when we're lying on the bed, sometimes he just locks it in us. That's the main thing I refer people to they say, "Well, what if I don't remember what my dream is? What if I don't understand what my dream is?" First of all, don't worry about it, because it says right in Job that the Lord locks these inside of us in our spirit, and we don't necessarily have to understand. It is inside of you. So what the Lord is wanting you to have spiritually, you're getting, although your soul may not understand it all. And we just ask the Lord for more understanding, and he's such a gracious God to us. He will help us to understand more of what he wants us to understand. So again, just keep at it. Record your dreams, pay attention to your dreams, interpret them as best you can. And again, as we say here, you know, you can send them into our website. We are glad we have a team of people who would love to interpret dreams for you. Now, they're pretty busy and they're all volunteers, so it might take them a little while to get back to you, but we will get back to you and help you understand what your dream's all about. So Shannon's here with me because we're going to be drawing out the dream and helping you to understand the process of slowing your mind down, of taking in more of what the Lord is saying. And it's like you spread it out so that it's broader and you don't get into the details right away. Your brain is going to want to go to the details, and you don't want to go there right away. You want to understand the gist of what the Lord is saying first. Details get added after you've got the basic interpretation down, that's when the details get added in. So we're going to start with a dream that Shannon had again. And we, if you send dreams in to us, and please do, and we'll interpret them for you, please let us know that you're okay with us doing this on video, and we'll share your interpretations on video as well. But for now, we're doing Shannon's dream. So Shannon, what was your dream?
So I dreamed that I was at a cabin and I was getting some work done. I was with my sister, Erin, and my friend, Brittany. And I left the cabin and I went into town and I bought a ladder. And I do remember that the ladder was blue. That stood out to me. And then brought the ladder back to the cabin, went back into town after I did that. So it was kind of like I was in town, got the ladder, went back, quick dropped it off, and then went back into town because there was a dance. So it was like a street fair that was happening. And at the dance, a gentleman came up to me, and he said that he knew about me and he was hoping to ask me to dance. So I was really flattered and I said yes. And I was aware that other people there, other men there, had also wanted to ask me to dance, but I was being very selective with this person in particular. He was very kind. He was very gentlemanly. He was, and he was telling me that, just how much he liked me and how glad he was that I was there. Now, all like none of this was in a romantic or any sort of, you know, just kind
suggestive.
Of like, yeah, suggestive. Nothing suggestive. Yes.
Although that happens in dreams too. So yeah.
But it stood out to me that he was very kind. He was very much a gentleman. And then we were done dancing, and eventually my mom and my sister Erin and Brittany showed up. And so we were, they came to the dance too, and I don't necessarily remember them dancing, but anyways, at one point we decided that we wanted to go get some food. And so we had left the dance and we were looking to get food, and there was a lot of street vendors that were out there, and we chose a street vendor that had breakfast food, but then they also had kind of like cafeteria type tables set up near the, near their vendor location. And that's where
this is out on the street.
This is out on the street. Okay. And then, and I just remember we're standing next to these cafeteria type tables and we're waiting for a place to be cleaned off.
That's a cafeteria type table, like a square sit down type table.
Or, well, kind of like just a long rectangular table that had benches on each side.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the dream?
And that's the end of the dream.
Okay. So what would you call? So I want to remind our listeners that you do want to cover a few things when you're interpreting a dream for yourself or for anyone else. So these are things you would write down as well when you're recording a dream. But as I'm listening to her dream, first thing I want to do is ask her a few questions. So the title of the dream is
Being Pursued.
Being Pursued. So the reason we have the dreamer give a title is that it causes them to have to kind of like, okay, what's the meatiest thing of this dream? You know, it's like giving a movie a title. It's what is this really all about? And being pursued is by the Lord is really what the dream's about, but being pursued. And so that is the title, and you want to write down the title. And Shannon's going to show you what she's writing down in just a minute. But we want to then, I as the interpreter will walk through the dream. You can do this for yourself again, but just go back through the dream and walk through the dream. And when I do that, I'm intentional in my mind's eye and my imagination, which God gave me so I could see pictures and he could communicate to me through pictures. I'm walking through the dream. I'm seeing the dream a little bit. I want to learn to do that better, but I'm working on it. So I walk through the dream. So I'm going to tell it back to her. And as I'm telling back to her, I'm intentionally seeing it. So in the dream, so you are at a cabin. Now, do you have a cabin?
We do not. No.
So this is a place you don't really know in real life, but you do in the dream. Mm-hmm. So you're at a cabin and you are with Brittany and your mother.
Actually, I'm at the beginning of the dream. I'm with Brittany and my sister.
Okay. Your sister, Erin. Mm-hmm. And, You are going to town to get something.
I went to town to get a ladder.
But you intentionally went to get the ladder.
Yes, I intentionally went to get the ladder.
So you went and you get a ladder, and it's a nice blue ladder, and you bring that back, and mm-hmm. then you realize there's a street fair going on, a dance going on, and so you're going to go back and check out the dance. Mm-hmm. So you bring the ladder back. and then you go back to town, and there's this dance, but you go back by yourself.
I do go back by myself, yes.
And when you're there, there is this man who's been very kind to you, and he's singled you out, and he wants to dance with you. He's glad you're there. He's being very kind to you. And there's some other guys that want to dance with you as well, but you're being very selective, and you want to dance just with him. So then you do that, and you have a good time.
Yes.
Then your mother and your sister and your friend Brittany all show up, and do they dance as well, or
they came into town to be at the dance, and
then you're hungry. At that point, you decide you're hungry, and you all go and have you find a vendor, and you're going to have breakfast food at this table, and that's the end of the dream.
Yes.
Okay. So a good dream, very good dream. And so then that's called walking through the dream, and I repeat the dream back to her. If you're doing this for yourself, just process through the dream. You can do it quietly. You don't have to talk it through. But then what you want to do is something called weighing the dream, which is a little odd. But, you know, you can feel like, oh, that feels important. Oh, that has a lot of weight on it. You know, that you want to just kind of pay attention to what seems important in the dream. And what we're looking for is what is the focus? What is the main thing in the dream that you cannot have the dream without you? The story would not work without this person. So again, it's Shannon, but this dream, it doesn't have just one part. You know, when you're watching a play or you're reading a book, there's chapters. Dreams are like that. Sometimes dreams are what, one chapter book, it's quick and done, but sometimes dreams have more than one chapter. So there is the part where she is at the cabin with her friend Brittany and her sister and goes to town and get a blue ladder. Then there's the part where she goes back to the dance. Then there's the part where she goes out for breakfast. So there's three parts to this dream. So we're actually going to draw them out separately. Okay, we'll do it that way. We'll draw three out. So why don't you show them what you're doing? Three parts to the dream. So there's part one, which is her at the cabin with her sister and her friend, and then she goes and gets her ladder and brings it back to the cabin. Second part is she's at this dance and she's enjoying time with this gentleman who's being such a gentleman to her. And the third part is where she goes out and she has breakfast. In a way, they are each individual bits of a story. Think of it as a train that's got train cars. So we're going to get the whole train together and put it together at the end, but we're going to do each individual car itself. So we do each piece alone, and then we put the whole thing together. So let's do that. So the focus of the first part of the dream is Brittany, or I'm sorry, is Shannon, because she's the one who's at the cabin. She's the one that's gets the ladder. So she is the focus of the dream. So she's the main part. So we want to draw that in the center. You want to show them how you would do that? Just show them what it looks like. So we put you in the center, and we're going to draw the subfocuses out of here. We only want to have between two and four subfocuses. You don't want to get complicated, because by getting complicated, that's how you get into your mind and your soul, and you start thinking and trying to interpret that way. We want to stay connected to what God is saying. And so we only want two or three, or maybe four, but so in her dream, so we've got the cabin. That's a subfocus because she's at a cabin. We've got a ladder. You could put blue could be a detail, but it's an important detail, because you could put a blue ladder or you could just put a ladder. And the fact that she's with Brittany and Aaron, that those two are important to her. Okay, so why don't you show them what it looks like now? So what you have, yeah, and sometimes we do these with different colors. It makes them a little easier to notice, but we aren't doing that today. So what we have is our focus, who is Shannon. She's the dreamer. The subfocuses are the cabin where she's staying, the ladder, which is blue, and that she's with Brittany and Aaron. So when we look at the cabin, what we want to, okay, what's the deal about the cabin? So what is a cabin? Why would God put her in a cabin in a dream? Why isn't he just giving her this dream and she's at her house or at her friend's house or anything like that? She's at a cabin. So what is a cabin? A cabin is a place you go to get away from everything. You go to rest, you go to restore. So those are details about the the cabin. We don't have to write any of that down, but that's why God would put a cabin as the place where this is happening. And that she's with Brittany and Aaron. So Brittany, can you explain what Brittany and Aaron would be to you? What would God mean when he puts them in your dream?
So Brittany is a friend of mine, and also someone that Christy and I know.
A dream interpreter friend.
Yes. Fellow dream interpreter. Very good friend. And then my sister Erin, I mean, represents family. And
yeah. Okay. So spiritual family and natural family really is what this is. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that a ladder. So a ladder. What's a ladder? I mean, why do you need a ladder? She's not fixing anything in the dream. It's not about doing anything. And we could jump to conclusions. The Lord wants you to fix something. And now that may be true, but what you're doing then is prophesying over her. You're pulling in things that the Lord's not saying through the dream. So right now we're sticking to the dream. And the dream isn't saying anything about fixing anything. It's just saying that she's at a place, the Lord's taking her to a place where she's getting away from it all. And she's going for rest and restoration with spiritual and emotional and natural family members. That the Lord's taking you to a place in life. He's not telling her, I'm going to give you a cabin, or I'm going to take you to a cabin. He's telling her this metaphorical rest place is where you're going to be, and you're going to have natural and spiritual family members with you. And you have something that you need to go and get and bring back there, which is a ladder. The ladder takes you to higher places, right? It is an increase, whether you're going up or whether you're going down. Which direction you're going on the ladder would make a difference. She's not even climbing on that ladder, but the ladder gives you potential to go into higher things or higher places. So that's really what this dream is telling her, that you are bringing that into this resting place that's going to impact not just herself, not just Shannon, but it's going to impact spiritual and natural family members as well. And blue is an important color, because blue, colors can be either negative or positive. But this is a pretty positive color. I mean, it's a nice ladder, new ladder. She's going and getting it and bringing it back. So a blue ladder, it would represent communion with God and revelation. So she's got an ability. The Lord's giving her a ladder that she's taking back to this place of rest and restoration, where she's impacting people she knows and loves. And she's bringing the ability to increase in things of the spirit in revelation with the Lord. So that's really a good dream, but it's a portion of a dream at this point. But we take that interpretation and leave it there now. So we'll go to the second part of the dream and interpret that separately. So the second part of the dream is that you go to this dance, and there is this guy there that's being very gentlemanly. You feel really good about him. There's nothing icky about the interaction at all. It's very nice. It's not romantic, but he's so kind and loving, and he's so happy you're there. Mm-hmm. There's others that want to interact with you, but you're not interested in them. You pretty much dance with this one guy all night because you are being, and you use the word selective. So mm-hmm. that's good. So what this is about, it's not just about Shannon. It's about Shannon and the guy, Shannon. Mm-hmm. And who is the most gentlemanly, loving, kind person who takes us to dance in life? That's the Lord. So it's about Shannon and the Lord. So that's what the second part of the dream is about. And that's the two ways that we have, the three ways we have focuses. It can either be about the dreamer, just the dreamer, or about the dreamer and someone else, or just about someone else. And when it's just about someone else, you're being called to pray for that situation. But this one is about her and the Lord relationship. So what are the sub-focuses? That you're at a dance, that there's others that want to dance with you. And pretty much that's it. You don't need any more sub-focuses than that. Those are the important things. Now, details of that is like the dance is being held in the street, which there's something to be said about that. That can be a detail off of the dance. But really, pretty much that's it. That the others want to dance with her, that could be a detail. But really what the Lord's saying to her in this dream is that he really cares about her, and he chooses her, and he wants her to dance with him in her life, basically. He wants to be the only one she dances with. And that means the only one she follows spiritually. And there are other spiritual entities, other things in life that are vying for her attention, other people who want to dance with her, but she is being selective. And that's a really cool word that she used, that word. She's being called to be selective and select him, to choose the Lord to be the Lord of her life. That's what the dream's about. The Lord wants her to choose him. And then that's all that part of the dream. So that's the second boxcar, basically, in our train of this dream interpretation. The third part is then you and your mom and Brittany and your sister and your mom all come to the dance, but you are hungry. Are you all hungry?
We're all hungry.
You're all hungry, and so you go and you find a street vendor, mm-hmm. and it's serving breakfast food.
Yeah.
So, and then you find this nice table, a big long table to sit at. It's got benches, and you sit at it and you have breakfast.
Well, we were waiting for people to clear off the table and to clean the table for us.
Okay.
So we at that point did not have our food, but we were waiting for our space to be cleared.
You were waiting. So you chose where you wanted to eat.
Yes.
It's still, again, it's a street thing. Mm-hmm. You chose what you wanted to eat, but yes. You were waiting for your table to get ready.
Yes.
So that's very important. Okay. So then this is about Shannon, probably Shannon and the others. I mean, but I would put it, let's make it about the dreamer, that you can, and there's no one way to do this. You can do it wrong and still get the right interpretation. Just practice slowing your brain down and thinking this through. So let's make the focus the dreamer. And the sub focuses would be, the three women and the subfocus is that you're hungry. And that you're waiting for your table. And a detail of being hungry is that you choose breakfast. A detail of waiting for the table might be that it's out on the street. So in this part of the dream, what the Lord is telling her is that her dancing with the Lord, basically that's the other part of the dream, but that as a result of the choices she's making and her being selective, others are going to be coming alongside her and following her, and that her hunger becomes like their hunger. So they all are hungry for things of the Lord. It's when you're talking about being hungry and God gave you the dream, he's always talking about spiritual things. So this is a spiritual hunger. So you have a spiritual hunger and you know what you want. You know that you're hungry for this. You've chosen what you want. But now this is a time in your life when you're waiting for the table to be fully set for you to receive what you know you're hungry for. That's the third part of the dream. So why don't you show them what this all looks like? Okay, so first part of the dream, this is the first section of the dream where she's at the cabin. She goes and gets the ladder, comes back. Second part of the dream, she's dancing with the Lord, basically being selective. There's other spiritual entities, other things in the life that are vying for her attention, but she's choosing the Lord. Last part is her choices will affect others. They'll see the hunger in her and they'll also be hungry and they'll choose what they want. And the Lord knows that she's in a time of waiting. So if I were to give her my interpretation, then would be short and sweet. We don't want to give much more than a few sentences. So what I would say is, Shannon, the Lord is affirming your gift, that you have been given a gift of being able to understand the voice of God for revelation, the things of the Lord. That's the ladder that takes you higher, but you have the ability in your rest time with the Lord to go into revelation, understand things of the Lord. And you are choosing to, you're seeking him out. You're going away from, you've sought him out and he has chosen you. So it's a mutual choosing. The Lord chooses you and you choose him. And there are other things that you've ignored, but you're being blessed by the Lord and it's the right choice. And that is leading to a hunger in you and in others that are around you. And breakfast means it's something that you eat when you just woke up. So it's a fairly new thing. You're hungry for things that are new to you because you're just waking up to things of the Lord. And, the Lord knows that there's more for you. You're waiting, but you've chosen where you want to be, what you want to do, and the Lord says it's a good thing. So that's really what this dream is about, acknowledging where you're at in life and what the good choices you've made and the giftings you have. So it's a good dream.
Yes. Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah. So we'll just pray for Shannon quickly. So we bless you, Shannon, to walk in the things the Lord has for you, do all the days of your life, to choose him as your life partner, the one that will be with you every day, that you will walk in revelation, you will walk in the strength of understanding, you will go to higher places in the spirit and communion with the Lord, and that because of the hunger in you, others will be hungry as well, and that you will be well fed, and that your spirit is waking up to the new things of the Lord. We declare blessing and protection over all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you for being with us. Join us again next time. We'll talk some more about dreams.